Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. It's Wednesday. I'm very excited. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. I have got allergies and I had to go to the doctor and I have on no makeup. I have it on my face, not on my eyes. I am dry, scaly, itchy, all the things. Oh, sucks. But it's all right. You know what? I'm here with y'all. That's all that matters. Kathy Hartman's here with y'all. As well. So I think, well, first of all, whoever started that post about MJ love, you know, that made me feel good this today. And I did a video this morning and I posted my weight loss story on that thread, which, you know, that was fun. Everybody make sure you're posting your plans in the Facebook group. Also, do not forget, use Ask Coaches. Ask Coaches. Anybody that uses Ask Coaches this month, at the end of the month, we're gonna put everybody's name in a hat and shake it up and pull somebody out, and they'll get 1 free month of private one-on-one coaching. So make sure you're using it. Y'all are getting over there, but again, I say last week was, I think, 5% or 6% of the membership used Ask Coaches. Last week, it was still only 10% because y'all were like, they're so busy. I don't need to bother them. We're just still sitting over there, y'all. Still sitting over there. So make sure you're using Ask Coaches. Also, the weekend, what's it called? Weekend course workshop is on Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. So, we still need a few people that want coaching because we try to pre-select it so that it can kind of go along with the themes. So I'm going to tell you what the themes are. And if you're like, oh, MJ, I would love to coach on that. I would love for Corinne to coach me on that. Email support at pmptribe.com and let Yasmin know. I'm going to tell you what they are. Over dieting during the week. So, for all of you people that are so good all during the week, I see y'all. I read Ask Coaches. I get emails from y'all. There's a bunch of y'all. Do so good during the week. And then on the weekends, I blow it. And it's because you're following a should diet during the week. Should. I should eat this. I need to eat this. If I want to lose weight, I better eat this. I want those. I want those. Okay. Email support at pmptribe.com. Attention, Yasmin, or just whatever. We'll get it to the right person. Spontaneous situations and eating out. Spontaneous. Spontaneity. You know, I mean, just all of a sudden, I get a text, I got a plan. What happens? I don't know what to do. Email support at pmptribe.com so you can get coached this weekend. What to do on Mondays after an overeat? So what are you gonna do? Like, you fucked up all weekend. You have literally gone, what do y'all say? Off the rails, fell off the wagon, all of those things. And then Monday comes. And now what? What do I do now? If those sound like you, either over dieting during the week, spontaneous situation slash eating out, or what to do on Monday after an overeat, email us and we'll get you coaching with Corinne on Sunday. It is Ask Me Anything, and I will be getting done at the top of the hour. Y'all, I am flying to Nashville in 2.5. My flight leaves in 2 hours and 10 minutes. I'm an hour away from the airport. So, no, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 3 hours. I'll have 2 hours to drive an hour and get to the airport so I can go to Nashville so we can talk about y'all. So we can talk about y'all for days. We'll talk about y'all for days and days. Let's see. How long? Remember, it's Ask Me Anything. Go in the Q&A, put all your questions so we can just get after it. Because we will get off here at 12 because I got to get to the airport. Aiden says, how long does it take to hear back from you all once it's submitted? I did my first one and haven't heard back. So I'm not sure what this, oh, Ask Coaches, probably. We respond, it says on the website 48 hours, but typically it's closer to 24 hours. And I'll listen, I ain't scared. I'll share y'all my screen. I'm going to show you where to find them because you know what? A lot of people, we get this question a lot, Aiden. about like, where is it? I don't know. I can't find it and whatnot. So I'm just gonna, show you right here, right fast. There's a few ways you'll know that we've answered your question. All right, I'm just going to share my whole screen because that makes it easier. When you log on to the website after you ask your question, this little here bell right here will have a little red dot by it, which is amazing, and it's a notification. It'll say your Ask Coaches question has been answered. Also, if you go into Ask Coaches on the website, nobswomen.com, right here, you'll see all of the questions that have been answered. And then here's my questions. So it'll show up under my questions once it's been answered. So, and I think it's even there if it's in the queue, honestly. Yeah. So there you go. That's how you find it. And when you write up this call, Kathy, will you let Missy know that I just did that, shared the screen? Let's see. All right. So, I usually get it right on Monday and Tuesday. Oh, I wonder what right means. These are the busiest days of the week. I'm usually in go mode, prioritizing, doing activities, attending meetings, planning my meals, and most of the time I manage to eat as I plan. On Wednesday, bump, bump, bump. I know she didn't put the sound effects on it. I did that. That was just extra. I'm not gonna charge extra for that though. You're welcome. On Wednesdays, usually the work rhythm gets slower. I tend to not want to do the few actions I planned and not want to follow my meal plan. It's like I've done enough on Monday and Tuesday, and now I deserve to do less and enjoy myself. I love this. So this weekend thing is going to be good for you this weekend, even though you're talking about Monday, Tuesday. It's the same thing when people do good on during the week and then don't want to do on the weekends. It's exactly the same thing, even though yours is Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday. So I want to know, I want you to look at those Monday, Tuesday plans. Are they should plans? Because the thing is, if you're saying I deserve to do less and enjoy myself. Your food is your food, whether you're busy or you're not busy. You should, life is too short, repeat after me, to eat shitty food and wear uncomfortable shoes. That's a rule. It should be written somewhere. That's the truth. If you are eating should foods or shitty foods or foods you don't necessarily want on Mondays and Tuesdays, then you do want a break on Wednesday, Thursday. Because it's shit you didn't want to eat. It's stuff you didn't want to eat. You've got to make sure that you are planning what you want, no matter if you're busy, no matter if you're tired, no matter if you're bored, no matter what is going on in your life. Because what happens is when you're good and you should plan your should plans, I should eat this to lose weight. If I don't do this, I'm not going to be able to lose weight. Then you're going to want a break from yourself on Wednesday or Saturday. If it's, if y'all are the do-gooders all week and then, weekends is, you all going all out in the everywhere. The other thing too is, again, this weekend eating thing is going to be so good for you because your schedule changes. But here's the thing. There's no spontaneity. On Wednesday, it's going to slow down. That's what's going to happen. It happens every week. So if you're planning exactly the same as you did on Monday and Tuesday and it's not working for Wednesday, you need to change up your plans. Because you're saying, you want to like Wednesday, you want to do fewer actions and not follow your meal plan. Maybe on Wednesdays, you give yourself choices to start. Maybe because you're so, scheduled on Monday and Tuesday, you don't have time to make any other decisions based on what you've got going on. So maybe Wednesday and Thursday, to make it easier on yourself, you give yourself a couple plans. What do you typically go off plan with? Put those on your plan. Give yourself a menu on those days. Make it easy on yourself. Your Monday and Tuesdays look different, so your plan's going to have to look different too. And the other thing too is the plan is not, we're talking about planning next month. Fun fact. The point of the plan, I'm about to blow everybody's mind. The point of the plan is not to follow it. Huh? Yes. The plan points out where you're emotional eating. The plan points out when you don't follow your plan, that's when the gold happens. That's when you dig in and you're like, okay, what am I thinking? What's going on right now? Maybe I'll go over to Ask Coaches and get them to help me figure it out. Because if you're overeating over boredom on a Wednesday at work, guess what you're doing on Sunday when nobody's around and you're bored? You're eating. We're not solving for Wednesday, we're solving for boredom. So that is what you want to solve for. So every opportunity, when you're going off plan on Wednesdays and Thursdays, you go straight to Ask Coaches. And you're like, this happening every week, and we'll help you figure out what the root cause is. So when that root cause pops up on Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, Sunday evening, you're like, oh, this is bored. Girl, I solved that for my Wednesday. Now I can solve it over here too. Because if you boredom eat, you don't just do it on a Wednesday. If boredom or whatever it is, uncertainty or anxiety, whatever's driving you to eat, every time that emotion comes up, because your brain is like, oh, I did boredom, girl. We already know what to do with that. Come on, let's go get a snack. That's what happens. You feel that emotion, and your brain is like, snack time. And then you have an urge. And it doesn't matter what day of the week it's on. So that's why we have to get to the root cause of it. But you can also give yourself some choices on Wednesday. If that rigid plan is not working, then don't do a rigid plan. Adjust the planning. Anonymous says, I still can't manage throwing food. I understand intellectually that I'm not a bin and that it's better. Even from a money perspective, to throw the food than to eat it. But in the moment, I continue to eat the food instead of throwing it, even though it tastes less good than when it was fresh. Okay, so one thing is you don't have to leave it at the end of your meal, Anonymous. You can say, okay, I've decided today I'm gonna leave 3 bites behind. So you fix your plate and you make it all nice and pretty. And then as you stand there, you put 3 bites back in the dish. You've left 3 bites. There you go. You can leave them at the beginning or at the end of the meal. So that's one thing. The other thing, too, if you're not ready to work on leaving bites, serve yourself on a much smaller plate because the bites won't fit and you still get to finish your plate. Now, we do want you to learn how to leave bites for sure, because if you go out to dinner, what's going to happen? They're going to overserve you. So you do want to solve for leaving bites, but again, how can you make it easy on yourself right now? How are you going to make weight loss easy today? Maybe it is leaving bites at the beginning. Maybe it is serving yourself on a smaller plate so the bites get left because they don't fit on your plate. And the other thing I would really challenge you to do is throw away half a bite. Just one half of a bite at the end. Like whatever, a morsel of rice. If you are really struggling, create that safety for yourself that it is okay. It is okay to leave a little bit on your plate. And the truth of the matter is, you always, there's like gravy left on the plate or a couple pieces of rice that you throw away food like that. You just pour it down the sink. So we do it all the time. You throw food out when it goes bad. So you want to start collecting evidence that you can throw food out. You pick up a bag of chips and it's stale and you throw them out. You know, I was thinking about the other day. I picked up stale chips and I threw them in the trash. And I remember when I was overweight, I would have eaten them. I thought about that the other day. Isn't that crazy? So that's what I want you to work on. Leaving bites before, serving yourself on a smaller plate, and even if it's just one morsel of rice, throw it away. I have an issue with momentum eating, especially when I'm eating with others. I have a hard time stopping. Yes, again, that halftime, serve yourself less. For momentum eating, you need to set yourself up for success. It's not a, when you get halfway through, your brain, you're not used to checking in with yourself. You're not used to asking yourself the question, how am I feeling? Like, do I feel like I've had enough? Wonder. You want to be that person. You've decided you want to be that person, but you just haven't had a lot of practice checking in with yourself. Again, we'll go back to James Clear and Atomic Habits. It's not a you problem, it's a process problem. I'm momentum eat. That's why I serve myself much less, because I know that's my tendencies. I know that's what I do. So much easier because I'm still the same. It's like, how can I make weight loss easier? How can I make maintenance easier? How can I set myself up for success? Those are the questions I want y'all asking yourself. Because what are the questions we always, why do I always do that? Why do I always fuck up? Why do I always have to finish my plate? And your brain is like, it will give you every shitty reason. But if you say, how can I make this easy on myself today? How can I make weight loss easy? How can I make my process easier today? What can I do to leave a few bites behind today? And then it puts your brain to work on every single thing, on everything that it can do to help you make it easy. Oh, we're making it easy today? Here, let me see if I can help you find some ways. But if you ask, why do I always fuck up? Your brain will be like, well, you know, your mama said so. You just can never do anything right. Look at all this evidence we've collected at everything you've always screwed up. And it'll just bring it out. You want the answer to the question? Let me give it to you. Not weight loss related, but what is your lipstick? Okay, y'all, I was packing for Nashville. And I said, they always ask me what color my lipstick is. Here it is. It's just a lip liner. It's Makeup by Mario lip liner. And then I've got a sharpener, and it is called, the color is being called Rich Mauve. Makeup by Mario lip pencil. That's all I have. So every once in a while, I put stick a gloss on top of it. Every once in a while. Thank y'all. Let's see. Oh, that's a good, Christy said, and we hadn't done that in a long time. Thank you for bringing up an oldie but a goodie, Christy. Keep a ta-da list instead of a to-do list. A ta-da list is everything you did well that day. I love that so much. I brought a dessert with me today to work, but at lunchtime, I decided not to eat it as I got enough before. Love it. Now I'm not hungry either, but I'm fighting the thought. I will. Enjoy listening to the call if I eat the dessert in parallel. Is that true? Listening about weight loss and eating, is that going to help you? No. You know what's really going to taste good? This is your thought. You know what really is going to make the dessert taste better if I eat it when I'm hungry? I always enjoy food more when I eat it when I'm hungry. Not the whole time, my body trying to like. I want you to think of it like a squirrel, and he's getting nuts for the winter, and he's already got them all. Like, there's his nest is full. His nest is, he ain't got no more room. That's our stomach. And then somebody brings us more nuts. I'm like, I gotta have, but I don't have anywhere to put them. I don't know where I'm gonna put them. And then they just start sticking them random places. That's what's gonna happen to that dessert. I'm not hungry. Your body's like, I mean, I don't need it. Why you want to give it to me? And you're like, oh, but it's gonna taste so good. I mean, I guess, but shit, I ain't got nowhere to put it. I don't need it for anything. I mean, I'll store it on your stomach. I'll store it on your hips, where you in the butt, arms. Where are we gonna put it? I ain't got no room for it. I don't need it to convert to energy. I don't need it right now. But I mean, if you insist, I'll just pack it away. Like a bear going into hibernation. What do you want me to do with it? That's what happens. When your body is saying, I don't need it right now, and then we keep on giving it to our body, it just stores it away for us because it's lovely and accommodating. And it adapts and it puts it somewhere for us. Because, we could be starving later and it needs to pull it out for energy. But the truth of the matter is, when you get hungry later, you're going to eat again because you're hungry. We don't allow it to burn off those stores. So let's just not store it. Let's just eat when we're hungry and enjoy the shit out of that cake. It's on your plan. He'll eat it for dinner. That's a great time to eat. I love cake. When I work a lot, usually I have urges to eat. I've already worked on authorizing myself to rest or go on YouTube when I want to take a break from work. But it seems that part of me, consider that the only legitimate reason to stop working is to eat. I love this. Perhaps because it's the only activity I can do while still working a little bit in parallel. That is probably true, number one. And also, number two, that comes from the idea that we always have to be busy. That people who sit and watch YouTube are lazy when there's still work to be done. But, I mean, girls gotta eat, right? I need sustenance. I need energy. So stopping to eat is a valid reason to stop in your mind. So you've got to remind yourself, I still deserve to rest. I still deserve a break from work. I deserve to sit and watch YouTube for a few minutes and not overfeed my body. I just deserve that. I know I keep thinking that I need to be doing something productive. Because the whole reason is you're wanting a break from work, but then you're wanting to eat so you can keep working. That defeats the purpose. But for a lot of us, like when I get up and I go sit in the living room and turn on the TV and eat my lunch, that's my break. Now, do I have to talk to myself at 2 o'clock in the afternoon if I'm super tired and I just want to go sit outside for a few minutes? Yes, I do, because there's still work to be done. I should be in Facebook right now. I need to be doing this thing. I need to answer email. I should be doing this. And I'm like, no, I deserve to rest. They deserve the best version of me. They deserve the rested version of me. I always do a better job when I've had a break. And that's what we have to start working on. Sitting down and taking a break does not make you lazy or trifling. It makes you human. Just because you were born, you deserve to take a break. I deserve to take a break away from my desk. Away, I mean, hell, my work is on my phone too. I have an even harder time. But I'll just scroll on by membership stuff. When I'm taking a break, I'm taking a break. And you can do that too. You've got to just have that ping pong conversation with yourself that you deserve it. You should be able to go sit down and just rest. Other people do it. I think other people deserve it. That means I probably deserve it too. That's what I want you to work on. Let's see. Well, Bree said, can you please share again what protein powder you put in your water? I cannot find one that dissolves good. Well, mine don't dissolve good either, Brie. I'm just gonna be honest. So it's something whey protein clear. We're about to put it on the faves page, on our favorite things page. I don't know if it's there yet or not. But I have to use a frother, like a electric buzzer, because it does not dissolve good. I don't think any protein powder dissolves good in water, but once I mix it up and I froth it, it's good. But it does say one scoop, 2 scoops, I think has 30 grams of protein in it. I just do it in half because I don't like that. Naked Whey ISO on Amazon. Yes. Oh, Nancy says, I use Gen Pro unflavored, dissolves in water. Great. Nancy may have found the secret. All right then. See. All right, let's see. When I first started at No BS, Corinne often taught a course on Wednesday. Well, she used to do the Q&As on Wednesdays. And then coaching would happen around it, and additional calls happened to support that. When that format changed, I started feeling a little lost how to engage, even though I love all the new stuff that's being offered to help everybody. I need a way to refocus on what teaching is happening during the month and then attend coaching calls that support them. Any ideas? Yes. Okay, so we did want to do an ask me anything type call because, if like this month we're doing weekend eating. And so if you're not a weekend eater or you don't want to, you have a question about following the four basics on a Wednesday, there's really nowhere for you to go. You could go to Ask Coaches, but not to get live help and support. So that's why the Wednesday call moved into the Ask Me Anything call. Now sometimes I do teach depending on what we're doing that month, but not always. Corinne still does do the Sunday calls, but we give you all of the monthly focus on the website. You get Corinne 365s to support that monthly focus every single day. So if we're talking about emotional eating, every single one of them is about emotional eating. We're doing weekend eating. Corinne 365s are all about weekends. So we give you something every day. So we felt like that was a good swap because instead of getting a couple times a week talking about the topic, you get it every single day. So that's how we do it. All right. And then, this weekend is this month is weekend. Next month is planning. So all next month will be all about planning your Corinne 365s every single day. We'll support that. Yeah, M said, so when is the teaching call? So all of our monthly focus things are on the website under courses this month in No BS. And so we'll have, she's got pre-recorded videos there. All of that stuff is there. The Corinne 365s, like I said, support that. And then we're doing a workshop this weekend. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, okay. Kelly says she doesn't like using the online planner. Well, you don't have to. Everything is printable and fillable. And we have a lot of members who even send them off to like Office Depot, FedEx, and I think there's even instructions on the page. There's instructions on the page of how to do that. So that's awesome. I lost about 30 pounds, Holly says, from November to March. Then weight loss slowed, vacation started, and then I find myself with a gain. You've gained 8 pounds, and I'm scared I'm on a slippery slope to a full regain. Well, I mean, if I don't think you are, Holly, or you wouldn't be here. A slippery slope to a regain is when we start to hide and we don't ask questions, then we eat a little bit more, and then we do whatever. You're not on a slippery slope. You're like, I've gained 8 pounds. It's time to put the brakes on this train. That's how I know you're not on a slippery slope, Holly. You're not. You can either email me, go to Ask Coaches. What were you doing from March, November to March to lose 30 pounds? Look at that. Now, write your list of habits now that you've got. What is different? Look at the differences in the two. And then you'll probably have a list of like five or six things that you were doing differently when you were losing than what you're doing now. And then you're going to pick the easiest one and start doing that this week. The easiest one, whichever one feels easiest to do. That's all it is. That's it. Your habits fell off. It happens. You went through the summer. You've not been doing this forever and ever and ever. Even if you have. Every once in a while, I'll notice those little quits, those little slippery slope quits. And I'm like, damn, MJ, what the hell is going on? I know when my scale is going up and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to doing, I weigh every day. When I avoid that scale, I know it's time to take a hard look at my habits. Where am I? What am I doing? Because I don't need the scale to tell me I'm not doing what I should be doing. I know. I know. Yes, Sue, I can read everybody's mind. Didn't you know? That's what Corinne's teaching me now, because she's all lives in all of our brains for sure. And then take it to Ask Coaches, Holly, or just make that list and decide. Decide like which one is easiest. Don't be like, oh my, here's what you're gonna do, Holly. I was doing so much more then. This is gonna take forever. Or you'll bite off all of them. Here's the six things I'm doing different. Well, I was doing it then, so I need to just start doing it all now. And then you get into overwhelm, and then it doesn't work. But the truth is, you've got muscle memory. Those habits that you had from November to March will come back much quicker. They'll come back much quicker for you. Because you've already done it. Your brain's like, oh, we remember it. Girl, I remember this. We used to do this. It wasn't long ago. Oh, we're going to start doing that again? Here, let me help you. And so it's much quicker now to get your habits back, but pick the easiest one. Celebrate the shit out of yourself for doing it and not going down a slippery slope. Don't focus on the habits that you have let go over the summer. Focus on the fact that you asked a question, you got on a call, you advocated for what you wanted, and you're doing something. That's what you focus on. That's what you focus on. I weigh 217 and my goal is 145. I feel it so far away and I won't get there. How do you deal with it? Well, I mean, you've got 55, 65, like 70 pounds. That's 70 pounds you have to lose. Okay. It is, I don't know how far away it is. I don't know how long it's going to take you. Can't promise you a thing about that. But I can promise you that every day you wake up and you work on being the best no BS weight loss version of you, you're going to get one step closer. I know that sitting around saying fuck it and not getting into action will not get you closer. I know that for a fact. I swear it and promise it. Here's the other thing I know. You got like 70 pounds to lose. We can't worry about pound 69. Can't. It ain't coming off today, and it's not coming off tomorrow, and it's not even coming off next month. You have to focus on the pound in front of you. What are you doing now? What could you do? The version of you that has lost a pound this week, what is she doing differently than the version of you right now? That's what you work on. Pound 69 to 70, you're gonna have different habit. You don't even know her. You don't even know who she is. You have not met her yet. That is a future version of you that has created habits, that has learned to advocate for herself, that has learned to celebrate herself, that has learned how to leave bites behind. We don't know her. So let's not plan for her. She'll plan for that pound, I promise you, when you get there. But right now, we've got to build the version of you that loses this next pound or the next five, put them in a little smaller increments, 5 pounds. But we can't even lose pound number five until we lose pound number one. You got to do it 1 pound at a time. And that's why everybody was like, but I got 70 pounds to lose. Leaving 3 bites isn't going to help today. Yes, it will. It's going to get you closer to pound number one. And then when you get there, guess what we can start to focus on? Pound number two. And then when we get there, we'll focus on pound number three. And pretty soon we're focusing on pound 15. And before you know it, it'll be pound 25. You'll be a queen in the Queen's Club. But we can't worry about the rest of it. And maybe you don't have evidence that you can lose all of it. Maybe you've never done it before. And that's okay. I don't need you to believe you can get to goal. I don't need not one person within the sound of my voice to believe you can get to goal weight. Because I can promise you, the first toe everybody stuck into this membership, nobody believed they were going to get to goal weight. And if they believed they were going to get to goal weight, they never believed they could stay there. Because that's what been every bit of evidence, experience, all the proof that we had about weight loss is that we either couldn't do it or when we did, we would just gain it back. That's all we knew. That's all I ever knew. All I need you to believe right now, anybody, is that you can do something today to get yourself one step closer. This is all you got to do. That's it. Are you going to have level up your foods at 70 pounds? Maybe. I don't know. But all I need you to do is today. And then I need you to do more. And then I need you to do the next day. And every roadblock along the way, I need you to reach out and get the help that you need so we can figure this out together. Together. We're not doing it by ourselves anymore. We're not sitting over in a shame shawl when we fuck up because we will, because we're human and we're normal and weight loss isn't linear. It's all I need you to do. That's it. Does that sound doable, Anonymous? Oh, Kay says not blowing my weight loss on the weekends makes sense, but I feel sad about eating the same as I do during Monday through Friday. I don't. Nobody, I not many people do, Kay. I go to Friday night dinners every Friday night. We usually order out on Saturday. Make something fun on the grill on Sundays. We don't have time to do that during the week. Nobody's eating the same. Nobody. Absolutely not. I have a burger and fries typically on Friday because that's when we go out to dinner. I drink on the weekends. I don't drink during the week unless I'm in Nashville. Now, if you see a picture of me drinking a glass of wine in Nashville, I do drink in Nashville during a week. But typically, when I'm sitting here at the house, I don't. My weekends look totally different during the weeks. I take a break from Pilates on the weekends. I mean, I might go for walks with my dog on the weekends. My weekends look totally different, but here's what is not different. Doable hunger. Doable hunger is not different. I still eat when I'm hungry and I stop it enough and I figure out ways to make that easy on myself. But we don't do same thing on the weekends we do during the week, typically. My weekends look totally different. I mean, I eat tailgate food Saturdays now. It's football season. Thank the Lord the Gamecocks are winning. Ba-bam. So excited. They're doing so well. So I eat different on the weekends, but I follow doable hunger. I've set up protocols for myself. When I'm at a tailgate, I only eat off a plate. Because that was how I had to reconcile. Like the things that I employ on the weekends are things I don't employ on during the week. I only eat off a plate. If I'm at a tailgate and everybody's the food's all on the island and whatnot, I go get a plate and I fix a plate and I sit down and I enjoy my food. And I always take a break after that first plate. I go watch some more football or go talk to some people. And then I go, if I'm still hungry, I can go back and get another plate. Last night I went to an event. It's funny because I went to an event last night. And they had a it's where I go get my Botox and stuff. They have like these sales and stuff every year. And they had passed hors d'oeuvres with a napkin. How many of those passed hors d'oeuvres on a napkin did I get? None. They didn't have a plate. Didn't have a plate. Now they did have a table with a plate where you could go get like fruit and different things. And I went over there and I got myself a plate. And then I did go find the lady that had the little, pinwheel sandwiches. Who doesn't love a good pinwheel sandwich? And I was like, I'll have one of those now. And I put it on my plate. But when she was offering it to me on a napkin, I said, no, thank you. I went and got a plate because I am a person who eats off a plate in a situation like that. You have to figure out what works best for you. And I still do that now. I eat off a plate. Napkins are dangerous and easy spill hazards. Yes. Going on the first cruise. Oh my God, I love a cruise, Nancy. I love a cruise. 73 years old, Bahamas for 6 days. Ba-bam. And wonder what one tip you might give me to win at the buffets. I hear about water and sleep I have down. I'm practicing enough, hungry to enough, and would like to maintain the cruise. One time win tip, please. I'm gonna tell you my I'm a cruiser. I am a cruiser. I love cruises. I've been on, I don't know, five or six cruises since I started working at No BS. And this last cruise was the first time I lost weight on a cruise. I'm like the 15 cruises I've been on. First time ever. My vacation protocol, I will share it with you now. It works great on a cruise. Great on a cruise. I decide how many good foods. If you go through the No BS weight loss course, we talk about the good, better, best foods. So good foods are just taste good in your mouth. So think about, a super special dessert, all that kind of stuff. Or those little ice cream cones you can go get soft serve anytime you want. You have them anytime you want them. You just go get 50 a day if you want them. And I make and drinks are also good foods. So there are two things I employ: good, better, best. Before I leave, I know how many good foods I'm gonna have each day, because every day is different on a buffet. They have like different days, like so they'll have like a Greek day, they'll have like a steak day, they'll have like a Mexican day. So you don't really know what you're gonna have. And so typically I have between 6 and 8 good foods. That includes drinks, people. So, you wake up, you might have a mimosa with breakfast, put a little Baileys in your coffee, whatever. And then, you just drink a few drinks along the way during the day. And the other thing I always talk about is the velvet rope, because some of the stuff looks good. And then you take a bite and you're like, it tastes boxed. It's not great. It's not, the meat is not as tender as I would want it to be. These mashed potatoes aren't flavored like I would flavor my home. It's not that good. So you've got to be able to leave food on the table when it's just not great, you know? Like the last cruise, we went on a celebrity cruise and I love a molten lava cake. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. And I had waited and waited out for dinner. They were going to have it one night. And I was like, thank the Lord, a molten lava. I cut into that thing and it was not molten. It was just like a hard piece of chocolate. That was not at all what I wanted. I didn't eat any of it. When I cut into it and it didn't lava out, MJ's out. That's not what I want. I want a lava cake. And if it's not lava, then don't give it to me. If you pick up fries and they're cold, don't eat them. Don't, they're not good. They don't make it past the velvet rope. They did not earn a place in my stomach. Let's see. Only the best for this body of mine. I think that's what you said, Kathy. Isn't that your old saying? It has to earn a place. It has to earn its way. Because there's a lot of food being offered on a cruise. And if it ain't worth it, it's got to earn its way in. And if it ain't worth it, don't let it in. Think about it like a man. You wouldn't just let some man get in your bed with you. I'd be picky about it. Some of them men bring just nasty things, or women, depending. Just because they ask to come in your bed don't mean you let them in your bed. That's right. Think about that. That's what you think, Vanessa. That's right. Just don't let them in just because they ask nice and had some flowers or whatnot. They don't deserve a place. All right. Oh, Vanessa said we're leaving for a trip Saturday morning. Any tips on how you get all your water in while traveling via plane? I do. I'm going on a plane today. I'm taking my brewmate. I've already packed it, which is why now I'm drinking. This is my second can of sparkling water, and it's got 12 ounces. So by the time I get to the airport, I'm gonna have 24 ounces. Okay. Then as soon as I get to the airport, now they have them refill the fill of things. I've got my little flavorings that I'm taking with me. I have a 30 ounce there. So while I'm on the airplane, that's 24, and then I'll be 54 by the time I land in Nashville. And then I'll refill it again and I'll start drinking on it. But then I'll also get water at Chili's. We always go to Chili's when we're in Nashville. I know, crazy. So tonight we'll go to Chili's and I will get a Presidente margarita, but I will also have water. And then I'll finish up that last like 10 ounces, whatever. But I carry my cup with me everywhere I go and I keep it full all the time, but I can't take it through TSA. So I packed it in my carry-on. It's already packed. That's what I do. Oh, Deb, God bless America, Deb. Thank you. I'm going to do that today. Deb is a retired flight attendant. You can ask the flight attendant to fill your container instead of the small cup they have. Nancy, we do not go to Brothers. We do not go to Brothers. I've been to Brothers many a time. Many a time I do not go to Brothers. Sometimes if we're there, I need to find out when, no, we don't go to Brothers. We did. Oh, is it trivia tonight at Brothers? We're going to Chili's though. Yeah, we don't go to Brother. Well, I eat lunch with Corinne. I'm at Corinne's house. I don't need to go to Brother with Corinne at night too. We used to stay at Corinne's house. She got a room for us upstairs, and then we used to go to Brother every night. So I have eaten at Brother many a day. We actually used to go to Brother before they bought Brother. Because they bought Brother, but we used to go there before it was Chris and Corinne's restaurant. Fun fact about trips to Nashville. Let's see, Maria. I constantly choose off-plan foods due to convenience. Avoid feeling socially awkward or going offline, not paying attention because of overwhelm or stress. I have tried to ask coaches, but lead me back to focus on one thing. Okay, so if you are going, first of all, Maria, make it e how can you make it easy? Give yourself choices on your plan. If I feel like it, here's what I'm going to make, but if not, here's the convenience food that I'm going to go for. That's it. That's how it works. Give yourself some choices. Make it easy on yourself. And then make sure you go back through the NoBS weight loss course, because we talk in there when once you get to module five, in module five planning or four, five, we talk about the spirit of the plan. Okay. The spirit of the plan rings true. So if you're going out to eat dinner, let's say all of a sudden it just they say we're gonna go to this burger joint, and I love this burger joint, it's so good. And then you get in the car and they're like, you know what, we're actually gonna go to Mexican. That burger joint just got a C rating and we're not going. Sorry, we're going to Mexican. So they switch it up on you. And you're like, oh my God, I planned a burger and some fries. Dang it. Now we're going to Mexican. I can't, they don't have burger and fries at Mexican. Well, it's fine. You're talking about a protein, a bread, and some fries. Get a fajita that's got bread on it. Or you can just not have bread. Instead of chips, I mean, instead of fries, get a little plate and put some chips on there. The same amount as it would have been fries on your at your other place. If you were going to go somewhere and get a lovely salad, and then you're going to Mexican, you can get a taco salad without the eatable crust. But God, who doesn't love that? But you just, it's like, you know what? Here's what I plan. I'm going to keep with the spirit of my plan. But here's what so many of us do. Well, now I can't even do nothing. Shoot. I'd planned something. I was going to have a salad. Now I got to go eat Mexican. Well, fuck, my plan's screwed. I'm just, give me all the chips and some hard time, just whatever, extra guac. Sour cream, all of it, because I can't do nothing now. No, you've got to switch your mindset to what can I do to follow the spirit of the plan? I was watching, do y'all watch that? Kelly Clarkson does that, like singers and whatever. She did like four or five. She did the Jonas Brothers. She did all this other stuff. She did Lizzo last night. And so I watched. And Lizzo has, she says she released some weight. Well, she did release some weight. And she talked all about how it started right here, because she said, I feel like my body was holding on to people pleasing, resentment, all this other stuff. And she had to let, she said, I had to change this to let this go. It's the same thing we're talking about here. We got to start with the mindset of, we're so used to diets being hard. We are so used to deprivation. We are so used to starving ourselves. We're so used to eating shit we don't want to eat. Like just crap that the app said we had to eat. We're so sick of it. We're so tired of it. And so every single time our plans change, our brain goes back into that default mode. Well, now, I mean, can't lose weight at a Mexican. That's ridiculous. Trying to do so good over here planning, it's going to go in the shitter. Every time it's going to show you every way you're going to fail. But we have got to start saying, if I don't throw away this day, whether I even follow the spirit of the plan, I've got doable hunger on my side. Doesn't matter what I order, doesn't matter what anybody offers me. If I am hungry and I stop it enough, I am good to go. I'm good to go. We're good. Everything is fine. Would I be off plan today? Fine. But you know what? Weight loss happens in doable hunger, not always following the plan. There's not a magic in the plan. I can follow my plan to the letter every single day, never waver, never go off, and I can still gain weight if I don't follow doable hunger. So today, I know I can follow doable hunger. That is what y'all have got to start thinking about. Doesn't matter what curveballs life throws your way. Does not matter. You got your plan, everything's going well, and then something happens and you wind up taking a kid to the hospital for stitches. And you don't get dinner, and you got to swing by McDonald's at 11:30 at night because you are about to starve. You still got doable hunger. It does not leave you. It travels everywhere you go. It travels with every change of plans. It travels with you through sickness. It travels with you on an airplane, on a car ride. Doesn't matter where your family stops, you've got doable hunger. And we've got to stop beating ourselves up for when shit happens and we don't follow our plan. We're throwing the whole thing away. We're throwing away the one thing that's going to get us weight loss, whether we follow the plan or not. You got doable hunger everywhere you go, no matter what happened. Like tonight, I just said, does Brothers have trivia tonight? I've been thinking all week long, we're going to get a triple dipper and a Presidente margarita. That's what I'm having for dinner tonight. But if we get there and Bailey or somebody goes, let's Uber over to Brother, have a few drinks and a burger, I am not going to say, well, I guess I got to eat everything because fuck. I planned a triple dipper and a Presidente margarita. No, if we did pivot our plan, guess what I would do? I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna make the best choice and I'm going to follow doable hunger. That's fine. Oh, Debbie, let your body be your doable hunger amp. Girl, look at you. Girl, that's awesome. Melanie, I want to eat after my choir rehearsals, even though I try and eat a good dinner. I always feel hungry, even though it's 10 p.m. I am wired, but tired, but still want to eat. So, first of all, Melanie, are you hungry? Doesn't matter if it's 10 o'clock or whatever, if you are hungry, because if you ate dinner at 6 and it is now 10 o'clock, we say doable hunger gets you about 4 hours. You might actually be hungry. So, one good level up would be to put a snack in your car and eat it on the way home. Something that will fill you up and support weight loss. If you're not hungry, if you're just really tired and amped up, maybe you, when you get in your car, you turn on a Kathy, How to Feel the Hard Stuff Without Eating. She's calming. Calm yourself down. Take deep breaths all the way home. But if you're hungry, eat. If you're hungry, eat. And we're not talking about Melanie. It's just maybe one day a week, maybe two. I don't know what kind of choir it is. Let's see. How do you handle going out with friends and notice they have the old thought patterns while yours have changed? Welcome to my world, Kristen. It's everybody. I got one friend right now who did the sugar detox or something like that. I'm glad she's not a member. She's wearing that shit like a fucking badge. She lost like 15 pounds in like, I don't even know, a month or something. And she keeps sending us pictures of like food she cooks for her family. And she, like the other week, she took a macaroni and cheese. She said, look at this beautiful, this macaroni and cheese is perfection. And I can't have any of it. You can. I didn't say that. I don't coach her because she didn't want to be coached. But last night went to that event and you get two drink tickets. MJ, would you like my drink tickets? You know, I can't drink. Well, she's fucking decided to do it. I didn't. So, she was talking just all this crap the other day, and one of my best friends, while she's like being Debbie Downer about this diet and what she has to do, what she can't do, and whatever. My friend Brenda goes, you do know what MJ does for a living, right? You do know she's lost 85 pounds and kept it off for 5 years. You know who's in this car, right? Well, I'm just doing it different than MJ. Which 2 summers ago, she cornered me in the pool telling me how I need to do whole 30 for 30 minutes. And finally, I was like, you know, I'm a weight loss coach, right? Work for a weight loss membership. Already lost all my weight. I'm at goal weight. I don't need to do whole 30. It was, but that's like, it's just how it is. You just laugh it off. I mean, I just let her talk. That's her journey, not mine. I mean, she can just say, oh God, she will drive me insane. But she's always looking for the next latest, greatest, best, quick weight loss. And she's the same size she was the day we met. I bet she's been on 15 different diets. I mean, just on and on. And she wants everybody to be on it with her. And never thought about no BS, by the way. Never, not one time thought about no BS. Which is fine, right? It's totally fine. But yeah, you're my mama, She still got the same brain she had when I was a child. She has grown 0%. My husband has got no thought work whatsoever. That's why my thought work is so important. That is why I get to decide what I'm going to make it mean about me. That's why holidays are so hard for people. You spend all this year, this whole year on like, you've lost weight and everything is going great. And then you show up to, Thanksgiving and Uncle Bocephus says some offhanded shit because he's not in no BS. People will, for the rest of your life, they're going to say words. And 90% of them, more than that, more than 90% of them have not gone and explored their brain and done any type of thought work at all. It's just life, right? It's just life. I know. And I just chuckle. Now I just chuckle. I'm like, your life could be so much easier. Like my friend, it's like, I wish I could have this. I can't have it. I was like, if I could get her for 20 minutes, I could make her feel so much better. She would feel so much better about the choices she's decided to make because she could come at it from a place of power. But she's coming at it from this place of defeated. I mean, how long y'all think this is gonna last? Not long. You can only talk to yourself that way for so long until you're like, fuck, I can't stand this anymore. Because all you ever see is all the shit you can't have. Instead of being like, I feel so much better. I'm so glad I'm doing this. She could be having that conversation, but she's not. I could help her, but oh well. Christy said, I'm working at understanding my hunger cues, but I had a thought today and wondered your thoughts. I have PCOS and therefore insulin resistance. I'm fairly certain that the insulin issues are causing bad hunger cues. That can definitely create that. Do you have experience or thoughts on when the hunger cues might be misleading me? I had gestational diabetes. And I had terrible, I didn't know Corinne, but my hunger cues were always when my sugar would drop. So you may want to go talk to a dietitian or a nutritionist. Maybe you already have, about keeping your insulin levels on an even playing field. Like when I was diabetic, it was like never eat a carb unless you eat a protein. So if I ate an apple, I ate apples and peanut butter. If I ate crackers, I ate crackers with cheese. So that it would like basically, I don't know a lot about it. I just know I'd never had to go on shots when I was pregnant, but because I was able to manage it on my own. But talk to a dietitian about how to keep it. Now they even sell those like little, you've seen them with people on the back of their arm and they have like, it tells you like your sugar and stuff. So you can see what would help keep it up because it can 100%, if your sugar dips, it can 100% cause hunger cues. I know we got two, Adia and we've got Annette McLean in this membership. They're both insulin dependent diabetics, so they could speak to it even more than I could for sure. Oh yeah, I just answered that, Christy. But yeah. You could even join if you've been here longer than 30 days. You've got the special diets subgroup that you could join and go in there and ask them because a lot of people who have to be on a special diet for one reason or another, diabetes, or if you choose to go on, some people have celiac, different things. And then if you choose to be on a different diet, like if you're following a vegetarian journey or a vegan journey, or if you want to be pescatarian, whatever it is, a lot of those folks live in that thing. I do want to talk about planes for a second because this is something we learned several years ago at an event. Because a lot of you need seatbelt extenders and a lot of you have shame around it, but we did find this out. And we got that lady on here that used to be a flight attendant. So when a seatbelt gets frayed on an airplane, they cut it off. They cut it shorter instead of replacing it. That explains why sometimes you get on a plane and you don't need a seatbelt extender, and sometimes you do need a seatbelt extender. Why sometimes I get on a plane and it is all I can do to even me to get it buckled. It's tight and there's not a big tail on it. But sometimes I got a long tail. So I want you to not ever use the seatbelt on an airplane to monitor your progress. It can if you've always needed the seatbelt extender and now you don't. But if for some reason you take a flight, you've always needed a seatbelt extender, and then on your one flight you don't, and then you're coming back home and you need a seatbelt extender, don't be like, well, God fucked up all. No, you could literally have had a seatbelt that got cut, y'all. And I said, I don't know why more people don't know this, because it broke my heart. And like the light bulbs of folks at our event were like, oh my God, that is amazing. Yeah, they cut them instead of, even Debbie said she's the expert. Y'all, it broke my heart for all these women who get on an airplane and think something's wrong with them. They could just have a fucking short seat belt. That pisses me off for everybody that has ever needed one and used it to just shame themselves. It just broke my heart. But I want y'all all to know that. I feel like that is my job to tell y'all. It ain't got shit to do with y'all. It is like the fucking damn airlines. I was so mad. Anyway, that's my little tidbit of information for today. I'm gonna go. My suitcase already in the airplane. I mean, in the airplane, in my car. I'm ready to go. All right, y'all. Have a great. We're just gonna be y'all's ears gonna be burning. We're gonna be talking about y'all till Friday evening when I start heading back home. So, all right, y'all. I'll talk to you later. If we end up at Brother, I'll post a picture. Bye, y'all.